Pan pizza lovers, Papa John's now has a delicious pan pizza that will become your new favorite. Papa's Pan Pizza is baked with thick, crunchy crust, topped with hearty tomato sauce and real cheese made from mozzarella. You can pile it with your favorite toppings or try one of Papa John's delicious specialty pizzas with pan crust. You can find all the best pan pizza deals today by visiting papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pan pizza, Papa John's.
Let's go ahead and bring in one of our RE/MAX Big Three coaches, Antonio Severino from Rockhurst. And, Coach, here we are. You know, a lot of teams have taken big steps forwards this year, but here we are, Blue Springs and Rockhurst in the semifinals in Class 6. You've done this in districts. You've done it in quarterfinals. You've met Coach Donahoe and that team a lot over the last 20 years. What do you like about your team this year as you head into a semifinal showdown with Blue Springs?
You know, we've just got a bunch of good kids. We don't have that superior athlete at any one spot. It's just been kind of like one guy stepping up and doing something special each week. You know, we're playing great defense, but again, you know, you're a lot of times just a play away from not. We saw that last week. We probably made three touchdown saving tackles out in the secondary against a speedy Lee Summit North team. So, you know, it's just if you don't make those plays, you're not talking to me.
Coach, I've had an opportunity to see you play on three occasions this year, and you know what position group impresses me the most is your group of receivers, your wideout receivers, your tight end. I think that group is extremely special and don't get a lot of notoriety.
Yeah, well, you know, they block well at the point of attack, and they make some good catch, especially our slot receivers. They're multidimensional because they can run the reverse. They can go deep. They can catch the pass. You know, we just got a nice solid quarterback. Our quarterback is just so solid. Bame is he's just a heady kid. Not the fastest. Not the strongest. Doesn't have the greatest arm. He just kind of has a way of winning.
He's got the great body language. He's just awesome.
Yeah, he does. And the kids have a lot of confidence in him. You can see when the kids, you know, come off the field. And he knows everything what's going on the field. And he can put people in the right set. And obviously when the play gets in wrong, maybe a different set. And usually I know he's going to have it corrected.
Well, tell me this. The first time you played Blue Springs, it was 17-0. You really shut down that power running game that they've had this year. They're a little different than that now. They've kind of expanded things out. What are you expecting to see when they step on the field?
Well, we're going to see, you know, what they do best, you know. I mean, they're going to give the ball to Avion, and they run that little jet sweep now, and I think they got one of their receivers back that was out the first time we played them, so they're not afraid to throw it every once in a while deep. He's not going to throw much, and I think the big key is it's going to be a defensive game. We're going to punt the ball. Hopefully there's no turnovers, and go from there, and it'll be a typical Rockhurst Blue Springs game.
Coach, offensively, you guys are just seem to be amazing on third down to me, and the fact that that's what keeps your drives alive and makes those six-minute scoring drives and seven-minute scoring drives is third down. Your guys just rise to the occasion.
Well, you know, you'd like to keep those third downs like about third two. It's when they get long that we sometimes have a problem with. But the kids are doing a good job of just executing what we do. And you know, and I tell the kids, look, I make no apologies to anybody. You know, everybody wants to sometimes see the ball in five wides and thrown down the field all over the place. And we're still playing. And this is who we are, and I've told the kids that. We don't have those guys that can just fly around the field all the time, and we've got good, solid kids and some people stepping up, like last week when our tailback went down. Jalen Creighton came in and had 170 yards rushing. Somebody else stepped up.
Well, tell me this. When you look at Blue Springs and what they've done the last few weeks, defensively, you know, they kind of – gave up a couple big plays to the kid from Rockbridge, but they really have been playing a lot better defensively. When you see that front seven, how do you try to attack that with your offense?
Well, we're going to do what we do best, you know, and You know, we're not putting anything in fancy. I think a lot of times coaches start to do things. Well, we need to do this. We can beat them with this. Yeah, but we don't have those athletes to do that with. You know, you do what you can do best. You run the stuff that you know you can run, and the kids feel comfortable about running, you know. And we got a couple little wrinkles that we didn't have the first time we played them. But, you know, it's going to be – they've always played good defense. So I never – when you look at the last game, it was 7-0 at halftime. You know, we missed a field goal right before half. That would have helped. But so, you know, it wasn't like anybody blew anybody out.
Coach, you and Coach Morris just need to keep reminding those offensive linemen to sustain their blocks for long periods of time, right?
Oh, yeah. You know we do. You know. That's our strength. We knew that going in. We said our strength is our front seven on defense and the front five on offense. They were going to have to carry us, and they have. And they've done exactly what we've asked them to do. We've been very fortunate. We've had very few injuries. We got everybody's back this week, feeling pretty good. And I think they'll have a lot of their guys back. So, you know, we just got to line up and play.
Well, Coach, it should be another fantastic Blue Springs Rockhurst game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for everything. You guys do a great job with that. And keep it up.